correct, Doctor?
It is, Ainsley. Good morning to you and your listeners. And before we start, can I compliment you in your leadership specifically? I've known you for the last 4 to 5 years, probably longer than that. And when I came up and saw the station probably about 2 weeks ago, I was absolutely amazed at the developments of what you and the previous boards and chairs and so on have done. And I just want to congratulate you. I think we need to remind our listeners, it's voluntary, but what comes through is the passion of each individual there and through you and your board to make that a fabric that really espouses excellence. And I just want to say so many people are better as a result of being in that community. So I just wanted to say that to your listeners, how proud I am of the work that you guys do.
Thank you so much, Dr. Jim. Well, we're proud of everything you do as well, and really miss you actually at the station. Hope you come back soon.
I do. I have a great flame in my heart when I come up there and I see all the things. But look, thanks for giving me some time this morning. I've been involved with the Hills Balls Club on and off for probably the last 30, 35 years. And during that time, they have done an amazing things. And like life, tragedy takes place and things happen and so on. But they seem to be so resilient to continue on the legacy of what they started. That club was started in, the 60 years ago at the Bull and Bush Hotel, and a group of, in that time, men got together and wanted to develop a club that had the values that are very similar to yours, about excellence, about being involved, about learning, about disappointment, because winning's not always comes forth. So there were all these values, and they stand tall today, and it's so great to see the current board, particularly under the leadership of Michael Grimmo. They really are a fantastic board trying to do great things for many, many thousands of people now that are part of that family.
Excellent. No, really good. And I believe they're also in the NRL. Hey, they play...
Yeah, they play Sydney Shield. They play one under what's, the first grade and so on. But, yeah. one of the things that we don't have, and they've worked so hard, we don't have a licensed club per se. All our money comes from sponsorship and a whole range of other things. And the great work that they do to try and build that club. It was interesting. I was looking at the yearbooks last night, and they've got a page which is called the Hills Ball Sports Investments. And I was looking at, over time, what they've done and what their strategic objectives are to build better clubs. Ainsley, like you and your plans and strategic plans, they work so hard. And we've had a number of tragedies, but in order to continue our theme of our club, our legacy, on the 14th of May at Hawkesbury Races, we've got a very big day to raise as much money as we can so that we can continue the work of our forefathers and mothers and brothers to build and complete our club. And we are trying to raise as much money as we can, particularly with what's called the Grippo Cup Race Day. And as I said, that's at Hawkesbury on the 14th of May. If you go to our website, you'll see all the details for that. And, as I said, our theme is our club, our legacy, like your station. Our club, our station, our legacy to try and do that. We've got lots of ways that we can raise a lot of money, and that is through the Grippo Race Day. You can make a donation. We've got our own wine now, Hills Bulls Wine. We've got a legacy wall where people can buy bricks, but the race day is going to be the preeminence of trying to raise as much money. We're hoping to have 400 people at the race day, and just about all the races are sold now. I think something like 6 or 7 of the 8 races are already gone on the day. So it's going to be an exciting day, a day where we celebrate and try and continue the great work of what people have done before.
Excellent. So exactly, do they have a target or anything that they're trying to achieve through this fundraiser in terms of dollars?
Well, that's a great question. We're trying to raise as much as we can, because every dollar is accounted for, whether it's buying infrastructure, whether it's buying bricks or materials or things like that. So, yeah, we would like to try and raise as much as we can. As I said, every dollar is accounted for in terms of what we're trying to raise. But all the details about, you know, what it costs to go to the event, buying tables, sponsorship, or any of those things is all on our website. If you went to www.hillsbulls.com.au/Grippo Race Day, then you'll see all of those details. I mean, the, like any place, Ainslie, we have people who really have been instrumental in the success of our club. And you'll notice that I said the Grippo Race Day, a wonderful person, an amazing person actually, a great family man, and a person who simply just gave. And if you talk about our theme about our club, our legacy, he epitomises everything that was, is, and will be about what we're trying to do to build that club, to live in the spirits of people like Paul Griffin and his family.
Wow. Such a great initiative that, you know, that people can get involved in the community and for great cause.
Well, Ainsley, the other thing is too, just diverting away, we're just not a football club or a rugby league club, more specifically. We have so many different things we now have as time has generated, we just gave. And if you talk about our theme about our club, our legacy, he epitomises everything that was, is, and will be about what we're trying to do to build that club, to live in the spirits of people like Paul Griffin and his family.
Wow. Such a great initiative that, you know, that people can get involved in the community and for great cause.
Well, Ainsley, the other thing is too, just diverting away, we're just not a football club or a rugby league club, more specifically. We have so many different things we now have as time has generated. We now have things at all grades, as you said, you know, the New South Wales Cup right down. The amount of players that have played for various clubs like Parramatta and Penrith and the Roosters and all of that, we've got, you know, people playing in representative football. We now have girls teams, and you know, I don't mean that in a condescending way. We have many, many other activities. Yeah, the seniors that are growing. We have a team, people with a disability. We are trying to be as inclusive as we can in the world in which we live in 2026. To build that community, to build our club, our legacy of all people who come together to share the same values as we have. They are inspiring the boards that have come and continue to take on those values. I'm very impressed. That's why I've got involved with these wonderful people.
Excellent. Well, Dr. Jim, you're more than welcome back anytime you're alive. Keep sharing all those great initiatives happening out there in the community and all those fundraising causes and that you're doing and all the great work you're doing with these organisations.
Well, thank you. And again, may I reiterate what I said in my opening comments. What you do allows all of us to work together to build a better community. And we start with a single cell and then we go to people that we know that carry the similar. And to you in your role as chair, like Michael Grimmo in our organisation, I thank you on behalf of all the people who are better as a result of being involved with organisations like yours and our Hills Bulls. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Doctor. That's Dr. Jim Taggart. Thanks, former Alive 90.5 broadcast actually on Spotlight. So, Dr. Jim, thank you for joining us here at Alive 90.5, your sound, your community, and enjoy the rest of your day.
You too, and thank you again for the opportunity, and have a wonderful day too, Ainsley, you and your board and listeners.
Excellent. Thanks so much. Coming up next week,